إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we received the news of the passing away of our dear friend Muhammad Pasha Khadri Sahib in Chicago, and he was also a musalli of this masjid. And I was trying to think, what do I remember about him? And I think the thing I remember the most about him was his smile. He always had this big, very warm smile on his face every time you meet him. Very nice man, very fine man. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la bi ghayri hisab. And the means of his death, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that and count it as shahada fi sabilillah, and may Allah count him among the shuhada. And when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, may that smile come back again because of the reception that he gets there, insha'Allah. This is the beauty of dying in a state of iman, in a state of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all this great ni'mah from himself Jalla Jalaluhu, to die in a state of iman, with yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with yaqeen on his maghfirah, with yaqeen on his mercy, of which there is no doubt. This again is a reminder to us. And I ask myself, how many reminders do I need? Because people are dying every day, and we know there is death. But when somebody who is close to us, who we knew personally, and we used to meet, and we are related, when somebody like that passes away, it is a shock. A shock to everybody. Like this one also, it was very unexpected. He had a fall as a result of which he died. So, of course, the time of death is fixed, place is fixed, and so on. So, alhamdulillah, we accept the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. But definitely it's a shock, even though death is the only thing that is certain. So when something certain happens, then why is it a shock? I mean, logically speaking, we should think, shock must be when something unexpected happens. That should be a shock. But for us, we have learned to live in a way where the certain is shock. What is certain is shocking. How can something which is certain be shocking? So therefore, it means that somewhere we are getting so lost in that which is not certain, that the certain becomes shocking for us. So we are lost in the seeking of our risk, seeking of wealth, name and fame and glory and money, and all of which, alhamdulillah, if it is done in the right way, it is not haram, and definitely we should do that. But none of that is promised, and none of that is fixed, and none of that is sure to get. We cannot say that the one who is working hard will earn lot of money. The people are working very hard, but nothing happens. They work very hard, but you know, the result of that hard work is either nothing or it is very little. And vice versa, you have people who are, on the face of it, at least what you can see, they are not working hard at all. But they are getting a lot of wealth. People are doing wrong things and they are getting, you know, a lot of at least material benefit. People are doing a lot of good. Their whole life is spent in doing all kinds of good things, but in this dunya you can't see any benefit of that good. You see that those people are in difficulties and suffering and so on. And that's the reason why we have to understand the haqaiq behind life, the haqiqat behind life, the reality behind this life. Because this life is a deception, and as I explained to you, the several things which I said before just now, these are all signs of deception. You see one thing and it actually means something else. So to understand that, we have to get to the root, and that root is the haqiqat of life. Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi, the famous story of Imam Razi. Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi was in the market and he saw an ice seller. Even here you have, if you go to Masab Tank on the bridge there is a guy who sells ice. So big block of ice, and he's selling this ice, you know, breaks off pieces and sells ice. So this ice seller was selling ice in the market, and he was crying out and he was saying, have mercy on the one whose wealth is melting away. That was his call. His sales pitch was, have mercy on the one whose wealth is melting away. And Imam Razi Rahmatullah Alayh said, I understood the tafsir of Suratul Asr. Wal Asr innal insana lafi khusr. When I saw this ice seller and I heard his call. Yeah, this is the beauty of the scholars, and that's why we must live with awareness. The man is selling ice. He is not selling it. Even he perhaps himself doesn't understand what he's saying. He is just saying something. But the ilm of Imam Razi Rahmatullah Alayh gives him this, and then his thoughtful life gives him a life lesson of great value, looking at this man who is selling ice. So I remind myself anew that there are such reminders and such lessons for all of us in our daily lives. You don't have to go and sit at the feet of some big sheikh to learn. One should do that, obviously. That's a good thing to do. But you don't have to wait for that day or make the effort and so on. There are points of learning in our lives all around us. If only we open our eyes and we listen and we reflect and think, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the learning. So there was this ice man selling ice and saying, have mercy on the one whose wealth is melting away. And you and I, we have all seen ice sellers. And that's the reality of the man. He's got a block of ice for which he paid some money. And unless he can convert that money, convert that ice into his sales, returns, his capital is going away. And then the capital is melting continuously. It's not, it doesn't stop or something, it continuously melts. Now he tries to slow it down by he puts a wet cloth over it, or he puts some rice husk over it or something. He's trying to reduce the evaporation and the melting by trying to keep it cool. But eventually, I mean, it has to go. So at some point in time, it is completely watered, it's gone down the drain, finished. Now if he's not able to sell this ice before that, then he has lost his capital. And this is what Imam Razi Rahmatullah saw, and he said, I understood the tafsir of Suratul Asr, wa al-asrina al-insana lafi khusr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah took the oath of time, and Allah said that all of mankind is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ, except those who have iman, who do good deeds, and who remind each other about the haqq, about the truth, and who remind each other to be patient and have sabr and make effort. So the issue of this ice seller applies to all of us. Our life is melting away. And these incidents of our near and dear ones passing away are reminders. To say that here was another ice seller and his final drop of water has gone. And may Allah give him Jannah al-Firdaus al-Ala bi ghayri hisab. But the issue is here that these reminders come there. What happened to him is his. But the reminder is for you and me. Yeah? The reminder is for you and me. How many people were with us? We are practically not on the door of Ramadan, but close to the door of Ramadan. And may Allah grant us all Ramadan with khair and with good health and with the ability to benefit from it, and with the tawfiq to benefit from it, inshallah. But how many of our friends were with us last Ramadan, and this Ramadan they are not with us? They will not be, because they have passed away. So when last Ramadan, did they realize when they were praying in this masjid? And of course this is true for anywhere in the world, but I'm saying when they were praying in this masjid, when they were praying Taraweeh, and when they were listening to Quran, what did they realize? That this is my last Ramadan. I'm not trying to take a passing shot at the 8 rakat and 20 rakat people, but I'm saying if I knew it was my last Ramadan, would I pray 8 rakat and go away? Or would I pray 20 rakat and say, no, let me get the benefit of some more rakat, because this is my last Ramadan. After this, there's no more Ramadan. Yeah? Just think about this. If I knew it was my last Ramadan and the time for i'tikaf came, would I make some excuse, next year karenge, we'll do it next year, do this, that. Or will I say, wallah, this is my last Ramadan, my last opportunity to make i'tikaf and get Laylatul Qadr And inshallah al-musta'an, the surety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maghfira, let whatever happen, it makes no difference because I will not be here. Less than 12 months from now, I am going to be gone. So, let me make sure that I make i'tikaf in this Ramadan because this is my last Ramadan. Anyone would do that. But Allah has kept it hidden. So, when the time for i'tikaf comes, shaitan comes. No, there's plenty of time. What is there? I'tikaf is for the kifaya. Somebody else is doing it. Yaar bhai to hai chhe. Unhon mare baad dekhenge. To aisa. Bolta shaitan. Chakkar lagata. 20 rakat. Nahi, 8 rakat padhna hai sahab. Oh, inka fatwa, unka fatwa. Nabi ki sunnat hai. Arre 20 bhi sunnat hai. Bas. Nahi. So, reminded to myself, the block of ice is melting away. So these are customers who come. Imagine the chap is selling ice. He's melting away. The customer comes, give me some ice. He says, hold on, wait, I'm talking to somebody. I've got my Facebook account to update. Your ice is melting away, customer is gone. One customer is Ramadan, one customer is i'tikaf, one customer is Taraweeh, one customer is daily Tilawat al-Quran. You poor customer say, kharidne ko aaye. Here is your piece of time. Please give me 1 hour, Tilawat al-Quran. No, wait. These are the customers. Our kya customer? Zindagi customer kya? These are the customers. Somebody comes, please help me, I'm in difficulty. No, wait. So you are sitting here selling this block of ice and you are saying, my life is, have mercy on me. Have mercy on the one whose wealth is melting away. So this we are saying. Bazabane hal, we are saying this. Oh, my life is going away. My life is finishing. I am closer to death by one day, and so on and so on. All of this we are saying, but our actions are the opposite of that. So when somebody comes and says, okay, let not your wealth waste away. Give me a piece. I'm here to buy it. Laylatul Qadr, give me a piece. I'm willing to give you how many? 85. That much of wealth, it is not even, I'm not interested in what you are charging for it. I will give you. I said, no. I've got other things to do. I've got to talk to somebody, I've got to do that. This is the reality of our life. When the customer comes to buy the ice, we send him away. We don't sell that ice. And then we say, my ice is melting, ice will melt. It is the nature of ice to melt. It is the nature of this life to end. There is nothing surprising about this. Find me ice which does not melt. The polar cap ice is melting. In the middle of the, on the north and in the Antarctic, polar ice is melting. So there is the nature of ice to melt. Nothing surprising. It is the nature of human life to end. Death is the least unsurprising thing in the world. Death should be the least shocking thing in the world. If we get up in the morning, alhamdulillah, today in good health, we should be shocked. Wow, how did this happen? Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me more. There was no guarantee. There was absolutely no guarantee. If my eyes do not open in the morning, then people should say, okay, this has to happen. What is so shocking about this? But we have learned to live a completely upside down life. So what should be shocking is not shocking. The fact that we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be so shocking. The fact that we deliberately go against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be so shocking. How can a Muslim do that? He said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And then he goes against the sunnah. It is so shocking. How does a Muslim leave his salah? He said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. How does he not pray? Should be so shocking. Allah made this halal, Allah made this haram. The man leaves the halal and he takes the haram. This should be shocking. None of this is shocking for us. Mar gaye to so shocking. Arey, wo to marna hi tha. Paida hua marne ke waste. Why is that shocking? So we have to turn our lives back to the proper way and understand that death is not shocking. To ignore death is shocking. To deny death by our actions is shocking. the ice is melting, do not turn away the customer. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to give us the wisdom and the understanding of life and to live our lives in a way which is pleasing to Him Jalla Jalalu and to save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.